We'll continue these exercises with respect to the preciousness of human life. And these exercises are going to be combined now with the suffering of samsara, the defects of samsara, with respect to the different realms. In here, we are going to use examples of hell. Now, I know this is where many people retreat or disappear. They don't like to hear about the hells. Some people don't like it because they've been threatened before. If you do this, you will go to hell. I think let these thoughts go of what you may the judgments or the perceptions that you have from the past. And I think just if you are able, keep your mind open and try the practices. I think they are also still important practices. Remember, in Buddhism, is that everything comes about because of causes. So these realms come about because of our negative deeds. We've created the causes to end up there. So the best is to ensure that we don't delve or we don't enter into or commit these negative deeds. Respect or fear of the lower realms can be a very strong motivator in terms of practice. We take, for example, the story of Milarepa. He's a really well-known, very renowned, maybe one of the most renowned saints in Tibetan history or Tibetan yogis. And his motivation was the fear of going to the hells because he killed 37 people. And because of this fear, it was really a great motivator for him to practice, and he really became a really distinguished, incredible, renowned practitioner. And we'll still deal with cause and effect. And remember, we touched on cause and effect in the beginning, and through our practices, by stop doing negative deeds and doing positive deeds, we have the opportunity to change our destiny, to transform our destiny. And by doing these practices, we can certainly at least establish a feeling or an appreciation, great appreciation for having this human life.